This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And good Thursday morning. Brady Bowman with you on this edition of In Focus. And we got a good one. I know I say every day that this is my favorite In Focus, but no question today is the favorite In Focus I've ever done. And yesterday was my favorite In Focus. The one before that was also my favorite. So I'm excited. I'm excited for this. We're going to start off with some folks from Fort Riley, and in the last half hour, we'll have some folks from the Little Apple Comic Expo, and to talk about that event that will be taking place this weekend. But right now, I have in studio Cheryl Greathouse, the Program Operations Specialist for Child and Youth Services at Fort Riley. Also have Lori McCauley, the Exceptional Family Member Program Manager, and last but not least, Clint Strutt, the Program Manager of Financial Readiness, also for Fort Riley. Welcome, everybody.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Got a full house in here this morning.
Yeah.
Got a lot of great stuff to talk about. We'll go ahead and start with Cheryl and Lori and talking about, we got World Autism Awareness. That's in April. We also got the Month of the Military Child in April, both annual things that Fort Riley does every year, but always so important. And glad you're able to come in and talk about it with us.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the opportunity. Just to give you a little history on Month of the Military Child, this is something that the Department of Defense started in 1986. April has been declared the Month of the Military Child, and we do this to recognize and honor their commitment, contributions, and sacrifices that children and youth make to our nation. This year's theme is Brave Hearts and Resilient Souls. This is something that Fort Riley has developed over time. We have a couple of events that we do each year that have become real traditions for us. And so it's just a real fun time for us. And we always invite the community to help us recognize the children and youth.
And what's the purpose of the Month of the Military Child?
Well, so military children have a unique lifestyle. There are a lot of things that they endure, separation from family members, a lot of change, a lot of moving around. And so this is just a time to kind of honor and recognize the things that they do. They're a big part of keeping resiliency in the family. And it's important to stop and recognize them for their contributions.
Army Child and Youth Services provides a wide range quality programs that we hear about so often. More than 215,000 children. Is that just for the Army overall, or is that just Fort Riley?
That is the Army overall. So locally at Fort Riley, we serve about 3,600 children and youth.
So it's still quite a big number there. And you're going to join with community leaders on April 3rd as an official proclamation declaring April as the Month of the Military Child. You're kicking things off at the end of March with that, and I guess there's going to be a parade?
There is.
Oh, parades are always fun.
Oh, they're awesome. And this is one of those things, those real fun activities that have developed over time. Long time ago when we first started doing this, this was just an individual center doing a little family parade where they invited the parents to come and join their children, and they did a little walk around the parking lot. And now this has developed into a real Fort Riley community event. All of our programs participate. We like to do it on a school out day so that we have our school-age children available to participate. We invite their families. We invite the Fort Riley community. We now start in one location on Main Post, and we walk up through a housing area. And now the people that live in that housing area like to line the streets for us and cheer us on.
And in addition to celebrating Month of the Military Child, there's other services that the Fort provides to children and family year-round. What are some of those?
Absolutely. So some of our ongoing services are child care services. So that's intended to provide those child care services so that our military can do their job. And so we have full day programs. We have before and after school care. And then we have some fun recreational programs. We do, we have youth sports. We have instructional programs. So things like music instruction, dance, gymnastics.
Go ahead. Was there something else?
All right. Go ahead.
I'll go ahead and shift over to Lori McCauley, the Exceptional Family Member Program Manager, and talk about World Autism Awareness, also a big thing for April for Port Riley.
Yes, it is. And this gives us an opportunity where we can encourage acceptance and awareness on autism and be supportive to families that have a child or a family member with a diagnosis of autism. And one of the things that we try to do is to encourage families to get connected to one another, and we try to get them connected to the right appropriate resources within our communities, both at Fort Riley and Manhattan, Junction City, Kansas City, wherever that may be. We try to get them navigated to the right resources to help them with that acceptance and providing them the resources that they need.
And I guess just speak with us a little bit about the importance of autism awareness and why it's such a big deal to let people know about that.
Well, you know, it's very impactful for the family. It can be very impactful. You know, autism is very individualized, and they have a lot of complexities with their diagnosis. And so the importance of that is to help, to help families know that they have the supports that they need within the communities, within inclusions in the schools, and to help them with their families and whatever type of supports they're needing.
And support already kind of the theme this morning with a lot of the programs we're talking about here with Fort Riley. Again, Brady Bowman with you. You're with Cheryl Greathouse from Child and Youth Services, and also Lori McCauley, who just started speaking, the Exceptional Family Member Program, to talk about autism awareness. We'll also speak with Clint Strutt here right after the break. We'll dive into his topic, which is Army emergency relief. And Lori, going back to autism awareness, Light Up Blue is the campaign that Fort Riley is going to participate in. I guess, what is Light It Up Blue?
That's Light It Up
the campaign.
Blue.
Yeah.
So that is the symbol that's used worldwide to recognize autism awareness. The puzzle piece is, the autism puzzle piece is also a symbol, but the blue light also represents autism awareness.
And if folks are needing some help with, say they're facing a family member or child dealing with autism, how do they reach out and reach out to Port Riley with some of these services?
Well, we hope that they come to our office, and so that we can kind of help them see what they're needing, assess what they're needing, and get them connected to the right resources, both medically and educationally. Because what we know to be true is that if we can get the families and child connected to the appropriate interventions and therapies and diagnosis, if that's needed, it makes a huge difference for that individual to be able to live a better quality of life when they have the appropriate interventions, therapies, and support services.
Making that initial first step is always the most important one when we're talking about this. Also,
Absolutely.
About the military child, all these things. It's just that first connection, that first attempt to
Absolutely.
Reach out is always so key. Let's go ahead and take our first break of this hour. We'll come back and talk more Fort Riley right here on InFocus on News Radio KMAN.